Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Federal Reserve's outlook for the U.S. economy is steadily brightening, yet the Fed will be patient in raising interest rates from record lows. That was the dual message the central bank sent yesterday in a statement it issued after its latest policy meeting. The Fed sketched a bullish picture of the economy with a strengthening job market, lower unemployment, rising consumer spending, and a higher household purchasing power fueled by lower energy prices. The statement was approved on a 10-0 vote. The Fed's statement, though, did not explicitly mention the weakening global economy, but it did say the Fed planned to take international developments into account in determining when to start raising interest rates. This morning, USDA reported its latest export sales report for the week ending January 22nd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 20.0, next year, 0.8. Corn this year, 42.1, next year, 0.6. Soybeans this year, 32.6, next year, 0.8. Also this morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 116,000 metric tons of grain sorghum to unknown destinations to be equally divided during the 14-15 and 15-16 marketing years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,128, is up 28 points. The NASDAQ, 41.12, down almost 12. And the S&P 500 is 1951. It is unchanged. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to deteriorate a bit as we get into the weekend due to the storm system that's going to approach the region from the southwest. The storm is expected to bring another round of rain and snow to the U.S. hard red winter wheat country beginning late tonight and continuing through the day on Saturday. As we look for a two-day precipitation event out there that will help to bolster soil moisture once again so that winter wheat is poised to perform better in the spring after a very dry autumn and winter season so far. The storm system that occurred late last week in hard red winter wheat country certainly bolstered soil moisture and got the ball rolling towards some improving tendencies. The storm system coming up here for tomorrow and Saturday will be icing on the cake with additional improvement for many areas. The forecast today does change that region's forecast a bit after this weekend with drier tendencies coming back to play for a while. In the Midwest, though, the storm system will also track across the region. Soft wheat areas in the lower parts of the Midwest will see widespread rain and snowfall. This will occur as we go from Saturday into Sunday, and there'll be a little bit of precipitation perhaps lingering a bit on Monday morning. The storm system is going to be followed by some chilly temperatures. We get rather nippy across the Midwest again for a little while. Low temperatures will likely slip into the single digits and teens across some of the northern portions of the region. Even some sub-zero readings will be possible near the Canada border in the uppermost parts of the Midwest. But the lowermost portions of the region will see lows mostly in the 20s. And with the snow that's likely to fall across the region from parts of Nebraska and Kansas through Iowa and northern Missouri up into portions of Michigan and Ohio, there should be adequate protection for most of the crop against the colder, biased conditions. The storm system will be followed by some drier weather very briefly. Another storm system will come across the Midwest as we go from Sunday into Monday. This will affect some of the westernmost parts of the region on early Monday morning, but it will probably be mostly a Monday afternoon, Tuesday event for the majority of the Midwest. And because it will be moving into the region while cold air is in place, we'll see mostly snow across the region. early suggested accumulations will probably be relatively light, running 1 to 3 inches, and probably even less than that in some locations. With that said, the storm system that comes on this weekend will probably produce some greater snow accumulations from parts of Iowa and northernmost Missouri into Michigan. Some of that region will see 2 to 6 inches of accumulating snow, and it will be, again, blown around a little bit by the wind that will likely increase as colder air pours into the region. Well, yesterday, most of the central parts of the U.S. experienced relatively good weather. There wasn't very much in the way of adversity occurring across the region. Mostly quiet weather occurred. There was a little bit of precipitation, but way out into portions of the Rocky Mountain region, the high temperatures across our region of the world was mostly in a contrasting temperature range of 20s and 30s in the northeast half of the Midwest, while some 60 and lower 70 degree temperatures occurred in the southwestern Corn Belt. Down in South America, Argentina is getting ready to go into a drying trend. Very little precipitation and warm temperatures will dominate that country as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. Some drying will also occur in Rio Grande do Sul, mostly the south part of that state, and also in parts of Paraguay as we move forward through the period. But the rest of Brazil will see generally favorable crop conditions. The greatest problem area in Brazil will remain in the northeast, where drought will likely continue at least for another 7 days, but rain prospects are improving as we move into the second week of the two-week forecast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Guarantee your seats today for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Keynoting the day is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get a presentation on land values from Murray Wise. And we'll take all of your questions on soybean and corn futures, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Call now for tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 541 up 5 and a quarter. Soft March, 508 up 2 and 3 quarters. March corn, 370 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. July, 386 down 3. December, 401 and a quarter down 3. March soybeans, 973 and 3 quarters, now 74 up 3 and 3 quarters. July, 985 and 3 quarters, up 2 and 3 quarters. November, 960 and 3 quarters, up 2 and a half. March soybean meal, 340.10 up 270. March soybean oil, 29.76 down 58. February live cattle, 154.42 and a half, up 47 and a half. January feeders, 212, 12 and a half, down 32 and a half. And February lean hogs, 70.82 and a half, and they are down 70. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView, and she is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Don't know that the export sales report was a big woo-hoo.
Well, I think the bean number, it was a surprise, only that the trade was really looking that the cancellations from last week would be part of this report. And we saw that China actually had an increase in sales because of sales moved from unknown destinations into the China category. So I think that was probably a bit surprising. Certainly the corn number so-so and the wheat number continues to be dismal.
So at this point of the year, it's all about disappearance. What do we make of how grains are disappearing and relative to the market? I did note that we did go to the downside on that March corn below the 375, which has been a rock of Gibraltar from the better part of a couple of months.
Yeah, it has been. And when we fell under the 100-day moving average, we sure met with a new round of fund selling. Funds still have a lot of long corn positions to liquidate, and they're trying to do that just about every day. If you look at the trading ranges right on the close on corn this week have been really large. And I think everybody's watching the ethanol grind come slow down some, and this weekly report showed ethanol stocks at two-year highs. So that was a little bit negative. On the positive side, even if we're not exporting a bunch of corn, these Milo sales keep piling up, and most of those are going to China. And on the daily reporting service today, we had another big sale, 116,000 metric tons, split between old and new crop to unknown, probably China.
So what? How much further risk do you believe is in the market to the downside before we get to planting?
On the corn side of things, I don't think much. Beans need to hold in here relatively firmly in the 950 area basis. The March futures or November futures at about 940.
In the wheat market, how much do you think traders are really looking at U.S. weather conditions?
Not much. We've got just a ton of wheat hanging over the market in every country that produces wheat. So the weather in the U.S. is a talking point, but, you know, this week both Ukraine and Russia got snow cover. So it's kind of an offsetting factors.
All right. Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden of AgReview, and she is in Moreton, Illinois. March corn, 370 and a half, down 2 3/4. July, 386 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. December, 401, down 3 1/4. March soybeans, 972 and 3/4, up 2 1/2. July, 985, up 2. November, 959 and 3/4, up 1 1/2. March soybean meal, 340.50, up 3.10. March soybean oil, 29.72, down 62. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.